You should study the sections on current and voltage before attempting to understand this particular section. The definition of PD gives us a formula for the energy converted from electrical to other forms in a device, and this is shown in equation 1. Since it is not easy to measure the charge passing, it is necessary to relate this to something which is more easily measured in an experiment. This is given by the definition of current, which is written in equation 2. Using this, we can replace the quantity Q in the first equation to give the result shown in equation 3. Notice that if the conventional units are used for PD, current, and time, then the energy is in joules. It is also possible to relate the energy converted to the resistance of the device, and this is shown at the bottom of the page. Notice that we can replace either V in equation 3, leading to the result shown in equation 5, or we can replace I in equation 3, leading to the result shown in equation 6. All these equations show that the energy converted increases with time. This is what we would expect, as this is the quantity that we pay for when we pay for electricity. More information is given on this in the section on kilowatt hours.